Common Man and T-Bone's Tool of the Week.
Sponsored by the Lion's Den.
614-821-9710 is the phone number. It's tool time. The Beamer is here.
Hello, man.
From the Buckeye Show. Hello.
Hello, Bone.
Hello.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here, too.
The best tool this week. It's a pair of Jackets tickets against the Blues on Friday, November 15th. Remember, you can get yours at bluejackets.com/thefan. For each ticket purchased, the Columbus Blue Jackets Foundation will donate the amount of tickets, the same amount of tickets, for this game to pediatric cancer patients and their families. But only if you buy tickets through that link, bluejackets.com/thefan. You ready for some tool time?
Let's do it.
Phil, you're on the fan. Hello, Phil.
My guy.
Wow. Gosh, does it have to be that big?
Very nice. Thank you. I was, as a Bears fan, I was really tempted to go with Mitchell Trubisky, but I've got to lay off of them for a while and talk a little bit about the National Basketball Association and one Kawhi Leonard. You know, I don't understand this whole three games on, one game off thing for load management at the beginning of the season for an elite athlete, a guy who's supposed to be the best player in the league, not named LeBron James. And for the National Basketball Association to just turn a blind eye to this and say it's okay for them to do load management because of a knee that is not hurting him. I mean, Doc Rivers doesn't know what story to tell. I feel bad for him because he just doesn't know what story to tell and what facts to actually believe. So I'm saying the NBA and Kawhi Leonard, the supposed best player in the world, are my tools of the week.
Thank you, Phil. In other news, I'm a juvenile, and I think the term load management is hilarious.
I do, too. I'm with you there.
It's very funny.
Dylan, you're on the fan. Hello, Dylan.
My guy.
My little thing was right here, just like him, in his tidy whities.
So my tool of the week this week would be the Philadelphia Eagles medical staff. Knew DeSean Jackson was hurt, knew that he needed surgery, but instead opted to go ahead and just try to recover on his own, and now he's out even longer with no deep threat. This really hurts our playoff chances here.
Thank you, Dylan. Is he out for the season?
They put him on IR, so yes, he's done.
Well, there you go.
He's done. Sean, you're on the fan. Hello, Sean.
Sean.
My guys.
I like watching dudes.
Well, no, not really. But okay. My tool of the week is actually probably tool of the year. Happened 2 weeks ago during the Wisconsin game, and I wanted to call last week, but you were on vacation last week, man. So I wanted to save this because it was so brilliant. This guy was terrible. I forget his name. Teddy told me who it was, but I've forgotten his name. He was saying that he was interviewing Master Teague, and he asked these two questions. He goes, "Where did you get that name? Genius. And where did you get those shoulders?" So already I knew that this guy was a brilliant broadcaster. And on top of that, then when he was calling the game, probably in the third quarter, he said, Ohio State's really having a hard time getting through to the defense of Wisconsin. And they had to soften up with Justin Fields running. And now that that's happened, they can run the running backs, and it's like a hammer and chisel. I'm like, no, you idiot. It's a 1-2 punch. What are you talking about? And then when the Wisconsin was trying to drive down the field and they were struggling, they were desperate, he said, "They've got to really make something happen here. They're emptying out the kitchen sink." And I'm like, oh my God, you're an idiot. You should never be allowed to broadcast ever again.
You're referring to Gus Johnson. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Sean.
I will fight you because Gus Johnson.
Just take it.
No, but when Gus Johnson said, "You have barbecue back there and you didn't tell me," hurt my feelings. It changed my life. It changed my life.
Nate, you're on the fan. Hello, Nate.
You guys.
It's total blanking bull blank.
Hi.
Anyways, my tool of the week is going to be Michigan fans after the news of Chase Young. They're all over social media, and they're loving it. Like, oh, man, he's going to be out. And it's like, no, guys, just chill. But Michigan fans are my tool of the week, tool of the year, always.
Thank you, Nate.
That's right.
By the way, if you haven't noticed the theme for today, it's all fan hosts out of context.
Love it.
And we have a lot. We have a lot of that.
People are really going to enjoy the Christmas album we're releasing, which is just fan hosts out of context. Our show will be heavily featured.
Andrew, you're on the fan. Hello, Andrew.
My guys.
I drank the special sauce for him one day.
My tool of the week is easy. It is the NCAA. what's going on with Chase Young. He had to self-report, which is not good, because I was the guy that put a Heisman bet on 20-1 for Chase Young to win it. Not with him missing possible two games. We all know that's not going to happen. So thanks, NCAA, for not only ruining Chase Young's chance, but my chance at $2,000.
Yep, you're never seeing that money again.
No, nope,
sorry, buddy.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Cole, you're on the Fan. Hello, Cole.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary. Come, man, shave your legs. They're so damn hairy. Oh!
When you wear that Trojan and you walk into a recruit's house.
So much happening.
I only know who that guy is because of this show. I just want you guys to know that. All right. My tools of the week are the Blue Jackets, even though I'm trying to win their tickets with this phone call. I know that they took home the victory last night in the desert, but they recorded five straight losses before that, especially that game in Vegas. That game was so frustrating because they had so many opportunities and they just couldn't finish. But you know who can finish? Phillip Rivers!
Absolutely.
Man, Cole is my guy. Comes through every time with
a good call.
He's out
of his mind.
The fact also that Cole only knows Andrew Dice Clay from our show is so sad.
Brooke. Hello, Brooke.
My guys.
My goodness. To reach around the guy, to use his hands.
My tool of the week is Trey Wingo. I don't understand his hatred for the Browns, and how are the Cleveland Browns losing to Denver, the second biggest story of the week when, you know, you had the Packers crapping the legs down the legs against the San Diego Chargers. Trey Wingo is my tool of the week.
Thank you, Brooke.
Brooke is my guy, because I feel like anybody attacking the Bears, I always just want to, like, punch through my radio.
It's not attacking
the
Browns.
How is it attacking if it's real?
It's attacking.
It's not attacking. It's truth.
You guys, you know, poo-poo the Bears. I want to come storm down here and break through this glass.
What do you have good to say about the Bears?
Nothing.
Right now?
All right. I'm very sensitive right now.
Kyle, you're on the Fan. Hello, Kyle.
My guy.
I'm just going to bang it on you because you're big.
My tool of the week, sorry to say, is myself. Had to drop my wife's van off for transmission repair today. Left the shop, went down the local gas station, got prepaid $15 to put in my truck, got me something to drink, got back in my truck, left. Forgot to put the freaking gas in my truck. I am the tool of the week.
I'm sorry to hear that, Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
One more. Andy. Hello, Andy.
I'm a man. I ran naked on the bike path this week.
And I'm getting the shot right now. Here it comes. And it's over.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Andy.
Actually, I did do that. So my tool of the week is the NCAA, and I think it's about time that we put them to bed, hopefully before I die, and that their ineptness and corruptness is finally exposed. And I was wondering if you guys remember the story where they – investigated Miami, University of Miami years ago, and they had a investigator down there who ended up having romantic relations with a witness that completely compromised that investigation.
Yeah, wasn't that the Donna Shalala situation down there with the...
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, that was... These are some gems today. Well done, Bobby. Way to go. These are great.
Partner, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get rid of these clothes right now. I mean, enough's enough here, right? Woo, baby.
I don't even know what he said.
That was the broadcast where they're wearing the old-timey clothes.
Yeah, that was
clothes.
The 100-year anniversary broadcast. They were dressed up like they were from the reporters from the 20s. And they all had like
pick a winner.
Goofy hats on. I'm going with Cole, man. Cole brought it.
Good job, Cole.
Doggies.
Cole gets himself a pair of Jackets tickets.
The one where Tim got the shot. Maybe my favorite one of all those.
Would you like it again?
Just give it to me again.
All right, here we go.
And I'm getting the shot right now. Here it comes. And it's over.